Well, as you can, excuse me, imagine, I've done a lot of belly bands, but I have seen the edges curl down into the C channels when they go up inside the walls, but generally that's not how they work. Typically, they go up just between the C channel and the inside of the exterior skin, and the exterior skin, the rivets go through the exterior skin, through the belly pan edge, and into the C channel. But originally, that's exactly how it was done. But the number of panels that went down there, a lot of times they had a split down the middle or a couple of splits. But basically, the belly pan sections were really quite large and cumbersome. So getting access inside the belly pan area was pretty tough to do without a lot of cutting. When I redo these trailers, what I do is we'll put, especially that era, we'll bucket back together just like it, the way it was along the side, but the side sections will wrap around underneath only as far as the main frame rail, and they get attached to the main frame rail, and then separate sheets go between the frame rails themselves. That way you can drill out any of the rivets in future, drop those center sections, and then drill out these little, what we call set rivets, or just 1/8 rivets holding the belly pan sides to the frame rails, and they will fold down, and you'll get access in the belly pan right up to the underside of the C channel. That way, it still looks original from standing on the outside, but you have complete access to everything underneath.
And still good weather protection.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the way I do that too.
That's the
That's the way
key.
I like to do it. Yeah, it just makes it easier for people in the future.
Right. Now, on my trailer, I took it off. I didn't get into the walls, etc., because my trailer was a survivor. So, but the belly pan sides and bottom and whatnot were all corroded and dented and ripped, just like everybody else's. So, what we did is we cut off the belly pan and left the top couple of inches extending down, and then we put on new belly pan right up to the bottom edge of the exterior skin, and we tucked it between the old belly pan and the interior of the exterior skin that's there, just enough, you know, a 16th or an 1/8 of an inch, and then bucked rivets along there, which was kind of tough to get access to, but bucked rivets along and then wrapped the thing around underneath. So you end up, if you look at the trailer closely, there's a double row of rivets along right at that floor level, but nobody has ever picked that out, and if they did, I'm sure they would admire it as opposed to consider that was blasphemy in the way I did it.
You know, I used that identical technique on a customer, Linda Bell's trailer, 61 Tradewind, and that double row of rivets actually turned out to be a really beautiful decorative item, you know, going all the way around the trailer. I really liked the way it looked. But one thing that we found out that was really cool when we did that was when the shell went on to the floor, it was actually much further to the much lower on the curbside than it was on the street side because of where the rivets were in the C channel. So, like, right from the time they built it was just a little bit cocked to one side, you know, because these things were really made by hand at one time.
Yeah, quality assurance wasn't quite what it is today.
Right.
Well, back in the day, didn't two guys go in a trailer and didn't come out till it was done instead of pushing it down the assembly line?
Yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was something along those lines. It was pretty crude, but they did nice work. You know,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
of the day that was considered great, and you know, things have changed over the years, but some things have gotten better, some things have gotten worse. But it's
Yep.
fascinating seeing how they did it.
Oh, for sure. Todd is wishing us all a happy St. Patty's Day. Hope you're all
Todd from
wearing green.
Silicon Valley.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, Todd from Silicon Valley. One of these
Well,
days I'm going to get my beer.
you.